one member, one vote. The right wing of the Labour Party has had interesting takes over the years on one member, one vote, OMOF, in the party. In the 1980s, when local parties wanted to deselect right-wing MPs, the right wing, which had vehemently opposed deselection, suddenly decided they were in favour. But only if it was voted on by OMOF, instead of the local Labour Party meeting together, and involving elected delegates from local trade union branches. Now they are equally vehemently fighting OMOF being used for shadow cabinet elections, and are against reselection of MPs by OMOF. But there is one exception to this rule. OMOF has been introduced for the election of the Welsh representative onto the National Executive Committee, NEC. The only problem is, that only one member will get a vote. The right wing forced through Labour Party conference, without even a debate, rule changes that are intended to ensure a right wing majority on the NEC. Part of this means a Welsh representative on the NEC will be elected by just one person, the Labour leader in the Welsh Assembly, currently Carwyn Jones, who will select a frontbench member to attend the NEC. This has to be the smallest electorate in history. So frightened is the right wing of losing control, that it has not even dared allow the Welsh NEC rep to be elected by the Welsh Executive Committee, let alone by the Labour Party Wales Conference. As the late great Liverpool FC manager Bill Shankly said, "Funny old game, isn't it?" Dave Reid, Cardiff.